From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. There were major suicide bombings today in Israel and in Russia. We'll start in Israel, where Palestinian suicide bombers struck the southern city of Beersheba. Explosions on board two buses left at least 16 people dead and dozens wounded. The militant group Hamas claimed responsibility for the attacks. They were the first suicide bombings in Israel in 5.5 months. NPR's Linda Gradstein went to Beersheba today and has this report.
On her way home from her job as a bookkeeper, Nino Habitashkili stopped to buy some school supplies for her 12-year-old daughter, who starts junior high school tomorrow. She got on her regular bus, the number 6. She dialed her daughter's cell phone and told her she was on her way home. 2 minutes later, there was an explosion. Everything went dark. And she says she felt her eyes burning.
There were bleeding people everywhere. I saw one woman holding a little girl. I don't know if that little girl lived or died.
Habitashkili, who immigrated to Israel from Georgia in the former Soviet Union 30 years ago, said she never expected that there would be an attack like this in Beersheba, which has been quiet during the past 4 years of Israeli-Palestinian fighting. But there is no separation barrier in this area between Israel and the West Bank. Israeli police spokesman Gil Kleiman says that's why the area was targeted.
The security fence, has been finished in the north, and we're down to zero terrorist activity up in the north. And what happens is that those terrorists are looking for places where there is no fence. Basically, if there is a fence, there is no terror. No fence, there is terror. And what we've seen is a movement southwards towards Beersheba in this area during the last couple of months.
In a leaflet, the Islamist Hamas movement claimed responsibility for the suicide bombings and named the bombers as Ahmed Kawasmi and Nassim Jabari from the nearby West Bank city of Hebron. Hamas said the attacks were to avenge Israel's killing of two senior Hamas leaders, Sheikh Ahmed Yassin and Abdulaziz Rantisi, last spring. Palestinian officials condemned the Beersheba bombings and said they regret the deaths of civilians on either side. Israeli and Western media reported that several hundred Palestinians demonstrated in Gaza late today, praising the suicide attacks. Prime Minister Ariel Sharon convened a meeting of his top aides to discuss Israel's response to the bombing. Israeli Army Radio said the officials approved a crackdown on Hebron and that leaders of groups such as Hamas would be targets for assassination. Israel also sealed off the Gaza Strip after a Palestinian was caught wearing an explosives belt at the Erez crossing point between Gaza and Israel early today. The attacks in Beersheba came hours after Prime Minister Sharon laid out a detailed timetable for his plan for a unilateral Israeli withdrawal from Gaza. Israeli analysts said the attacks could make it harder for Sharon to go ahead with his plan for the dismantling of 21 Jewish settlements. Hardliners in his government allege that Sharon's plan would reward terrorism. But aides to Sharon today said he intends to go ahead and would like the Gaza withdrawal to begin in February of next year. Back at the hospital in Beersheba, politics was the last thing on Nino Habitashkili's mind. Her daughter had just told her she refuses to go to the first day of school tomorrow because she's afraid to get on a bus. Linda Gradstein, NPR News.